This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You and I very rarely on this program see a story about a meteor that could be an issue and don't cover it. And I thought, even though it's not the double play, we did at least need to acknowledge the news of the day, which is that the chances of this meteor becoming a problem are growing.
December 30th, 2024, less than a 1% chance. That's 1 in 1,040. January 22nd, 2025, it's a 0.5% chance, or 1 in 190. January 27th, 5 days later, it's now 1.2%, 1 in 83. February 5th, 2025, 1.9%, 1 in 53. February 6th, the day later, it's up to 2.3%. You notice the number's not getting smaller. February 17th, 2.6%, 1 in 38. And now, are you an NFL football team? You've got the same chance of winning the Super Bowl as you do of being an asteroid that hits planet Earth, 3.1%, 1 in 32. Our trend line is very, very clear.
The trend line's troubling.
Yeah.
Because what you're hoping for, just as we're all kind of getting on the same page here, is that this meteor is expected to hit Earth at a smaller rate than it was yesterday, every single day.
Yep.
And the opposite is actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the details I'm sure that you have in front of you are that this would essentially do more damage than the atomic bomb by like 5x or something like
that.
Correct. I mean, this is the size of a state, right? This no, that's not true. What is this meteor the size of?
I forget this one.
I want to say it's like 3 miles wide or something like that.
It's enormous, yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share with us?
Oh, no. It's just
from your research?
This is, again, the numbers and the observation stuff. It's good we can see this one. There are billions, quite literally billions, floating around us that we don't see, that we don't catch in time.
We're tracking them.
No, literally we can't, and that's so essential.
But the ones that are of any kind of issue to us, we track.
Some of them. This one we got. But again, that's a huge issue, is the detection part. We got this one, which is very, very
all
nice.
The ones that could ever hit us, we will see coming.
Which, again, is just not correct. It's so essential you say the correct thing,
it's true.
We get a fraction of them now. We could see them.
By the way, to your point, though, on what we don't see, I literally, as we're talking about this, and I always have to quantify this with saying, I don't want to make anyone upset, and I agree with what you agree with, and I hate the things you hate, and we're all in this thing together, and whatever you believe, I believe. I just saw the headline that 10% of NASA is being laid off, which is just, I'm sorry if you're part of NASA that's
getting
laid off.
At the same time, yeah.
But like we're like talking about, do we see enough of these things? And the chance is up to 3%, and this could wipe some stuff out. 10% of NASA, pack up your bags. Your work here is done.
So your specific details, it's 177 feet or 54 meters wide, which is not miles, but I misheard you a moment ago. I apologize.
That.
So many... Correct me really quick. It's 500 times the energy released from the atomic bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. That's 500x.
So I said 5x. It was
500. Yeah, it's 500x is the main difference there. So, again, this is the as we orbit, as Earth is kind of going around, and it's more or less a circle around the sun, you're sort of tracking at the same time, and you know, a handful of years from now, the percentages of a collision course are going up each and every day.
Which is scary. But the reason I thought we should bring this up, I think you're looking for orbiting or revolving, that circle that we're making around the sun there. is that we do have a plan. Even though NASA is only at 90% of what it was when the dust settles on some of these changes, we do have a plan, Danny. And I wanted you to be calm and know that they're on it. Because we've got one man. And his name is Harry Stamper.
No, we don't. I just, to be clear, we don't have that. Like, it's a fictional character.
Nope, we do. We now know what to do because we saw the movie Armageddon. And so what we would do in this instance,
okay,
if it gets to a point, let's say we get closer and closer, and now we're a year or two out, and the chances of contact are up to like 16%. What we would do is we would get on a jet plane. This is a jet. We would land on the meteor, okay, on the actual asteroid itself. We would, with that jet, send up a nuclear warhead. We would drill to about 750 feet.
It's 177 feet wide, by the way, this thing. You can't land a plane on it.
Well, you certainly could.
I mean, you literally can't. I just want to be so clear.
Yeah.
None of the things you're saying are possible or practical or even from anything other than a mediocre movie.
No. First of all, it's a fantastic film. Yeah,
very pedestrian.
So bite your tongue. That's how everyone knows you're misguided on this, is when you start besmirching Armageddon.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, I'm going to get back to when the adults were saying how they were going to fix things while the children were panicking. So we're going to land on the asteroid. At that point, I'm going to drill, not me personally, although I could do it because I know how to do it because I saw the film, but we're going to drill to 750 feet. That hole that's in that meteor is where we will then inject the nuclear warhead. The warhead gets detonated. We shoot the nuclear warhead into the 750-foot hole. It blows this meteor into two different chunks. If we do that by what we'll call detonation time, both chunks will then go left and right past Earth without touching us, narrowly avoiding our surface. So really what we have to do is we got to land, we got to shoot the nuclear warhead into the hole, we've got to blow up the meteor into two pieces, and everything's going to be fine. This is our plan. It's going to work. Nobody fret.
It's, just to be super clear,
yeah,
not the plan, because it's not a thing. The whole meteor is not 750 feet.
There's a lot of shtick that we do. I actually 100% think we could do this and it would work, just so you know.
I think that's probably the most infuriating part for me, we did my team and I, the double asteroid redirection test, or DART,
as you
know.
Does your team even still have a job right now? Have you checked your email?
Well, yeah, we haven't checked
your
in a minute.
Your team might be out. Might be part of the 10% that just lost
its
game.
We might be downsized.
Yeah.
But that's the best strategy. Is you catch it in time with a redirection and change the telemetry. The Armageddon plan has never been a thing and never would be.
100% a plan if needed. If you get to a point where there's going to be contact, we don't just sit idly by.
We can DART it. So far, we think we may be able to do that.
DART is early necessary stuff.
Okay.
We're way past that when my team gets called.
Right.
When we're doing the Armageddon plan, let's not call it Armageddon.
Can you even get Owen Wilson now? He's too big a star.
The actors in the, that's a film, Danny. That's
it
nothing
is.
To do with this.
It is a film.
Nothing to do with it. But what we do is, we're going to call it the Stamper. The Stamper plan, you bring that into effect when you've got like 17 days, something like that.
Okay.
That's what you're looking for.
So who plays Billy Bob Thornton for us?
Again, that's a movie.
It is. It is a movie. So for the real world applications of this thing, of course, is everyone should be terrified. This is what we should be focusing on. Let's all come together. Anybody who wants to put something in space, enough satellites, enough G's on cell phones, enough of these sort of, frankly, trivial concerns that we all have. Let's save the planet. Let's get everybody on board with this. This is another shot across the bow from the infinite expanse of the universe.
What
saying,
year would this be again?
I think it's, what is it, 5 years from now?
No, it's more. It's more.
That was 2029.
No, it's later.
What's the year?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Oh, okay.
Is it 2029?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's what I thought it was. Well, now you got me all confused.
We found out last time 18 days in advance. That's what we had.
Okay, it's not an occurrence, though. It was a movie that you
when
already admitted
happened,
is a movie.
We had 19 days, and we pulled it off. Now we've got years. In 1998, with less technology.
Sorry, 7 years, 2032.
7 years, thank you.
Yeah.
But you know how much less technology we had in 1998 when we found out about this? With 18 days to spare?
Yeah, that's why the special effects weren't as good.
Nothing was as good.
CGI wasn't as good.
And yet, back in 1998, with 18 days to spare, we landed, we had armadillos driving around on the damn thing, and we detonated the bomb. Now, we did lose a good man, obviously, but I think there are other people capable of the task. I've never missed my mark. I won't miss my mark now, Danny. Don't you worry. I wanted to bring this up
on
the show
worry.
So that you knew you should not be fretting.
I'm going to worry because the actor that portrayed him is struggling now. You know, like it's the whole thing's a mess.
But again, you're talking about a movie.
I think that's what you're talking about.
I'm talking about real life.
No. That's the confusion here. Is one of us is dealing in reality. The other is a cheesy Aerosmith soundtrack movie.
Yeah, you don't have to do it like that. Just stop with that.
The only way to get through to you is to besmirch that pedestrian movie that the members of the cast actively mock.
They don't.
By the way,
they all loved it.
Well, they don't. Ben Affleck has made fun of it openly in the DVD commentary.
I don't want to talk about the movie. You know what? I want to keep this on real life and how we would handle it.
All right.
By the way, when you see these stories,
yeah,
what's your actual level of concern on a 1 to 100 scale?
Oh, that's a great question. Like, I'm more concerned about. Like, crime out the window.
Yeah, tangible things that are real.
Like, terrifying. Well, I got
things that are actually going to happen.
Well, let me go swing by and see my dinosaur lately.
Will not happen.
It's happened a couple times in our history. But the point is, there's more things that are more pressing.
We weren't as far along as we are now. They didn't know 7 years out last time. Two guys weren't sitting on the radio talking about this might happen if we don't do anything.
It is better than it was. It is better than it was.
Worst case scenario, before even the Stamper plan, mm-hmm. which honest to God would work and could easily be a thing.
It would. Just admit that real quick.
No, it would.
It literally can't work.
If you need me to, I will be the guy to detonate it. Gracie will be Reagan.
I'd love to shoot you in space.
I'll be doing the video.
And just to prove it.
I'll be the guy that stays up there and hits the button. Yeah. If every single day you've got to think about my fat ass saving the world.
You do that and you can have as many ice cubes as you want in your ice cream for the rest of your life.
I'll be dead, so I won't get any ice cubes in my ice cream.
No, you get to come back, don't you?
Did this Aaron Stamper come back?
No, he had to sacrifice himself for the team or
that's
something?
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to go up there.
Oh, you're the guy.
I'm hitting the button. I got to call Reagan and say, Gracie, I know I made you a promise, but I ain't coming back. That's me. That's me in
you're
this
doing
hypothetical.
That. Oh, I forgot how it works.
And now every
so
day
bad.
You have to think about me and Willie Sharp's going to talk to you and I'm the most bravest man he's ever met.
Permission to shake the hand of the co-host to the greatest, the most brave guy ever to do it.
All I'm saying is, before we ever got to that, it would never happen. We can shoot a pumpkin 16 miles above the ocean in Hawaii down. Right now, like that, we would just blow this thing to smithereens.
I don't know, man. A balloon befuddled us for a month. I don't know that we can.
I'm just trying to tell you.
It ain't that easy is the point. I know you're frustrated. I can sense it.
15 years ago, okay? 15 years ago. I don't know how many details I can get into.
Right.
But like, I knew people that were traveling to like go to Hawaii overnight. For these like things where they just shoot stuff out of the sky that no one knows about over top of the water, right? These Tomahawk missiles and all this stuff that they had. This is years and years ago.
Yeah.
If you don't think we could blow a meteor to smithereens, you're crazy. Not to mention, wait till everyone starts working with us on this. Because you know who else doesn't want to die?
Everybody.
Who else wishes had their local neighborhood dinosaur to ride around on?
Uh-huh.
China. And Russia and all these other places, we're all working together for the first time.
Yeah, it'll just be a quick collaboration. Everyone will get on board.
Quick collab.
Yeah.
We blow this thing up. We all high five. We get back to tension and hating each other.
Saying you could shoot a pumpkin out of the sky to then this in like a cosmic sense is like saying because you can fold a piece of paper, you yourself could fly off a building. Like, you know what I mean? It's so far and away advanced from what you're talking about.
I need you to acknowledge this is not a real threat. This is not an issue, and zero time should be spent on it by anyone other than NASA. You should not think about this for 1 second ever.
No. This should be not the front of mind, because you got to live your life. You got to take your kids to school and whatever. Someone has to be the grown-up and properly be concerned about giant threats. Not the, they're mad at us. I'm going to boo. No. The end.
Do you know what
cities at a time?
Do you know
500 times the 500. Nuclear bomb?
It's bad, man.
500, and it's a couple hundred feet wide.
Irrelevant and not something that we need to worry about. But yeah, that sounds scary.
Do you think Washington can win the Super Bowl next year? They're one of 32 teams. 32 cities right now are going, we got a shot.
Way better chance that they win the Super Bowl.
Literally the same number. 1 in 32.
No.
1 in 32.
The Meteor doesn't have Jaden Daniels.
1 in 32. This Meteor's got a cosmic destiny.
Have five on it. That Meteor ain't going for 4th and 3 unless every single time in plus territory.
First of all, that thing goes for it every time. And it's going for us.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't have Marcus Mariota under center. They're getting too cute, that Meteor. Hope that's not happening. Did you actually see what they said would be how they would combat it at this point? Stick aside from my whole bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's DART is the early action plan.
No. This isn't even DART. I had no idea about this plan.
I want to pause, and I know what you're doing.
No. I'm not.
I just want to let you know that I know what you're doing.
You gave yourself away.
Your lips are filled with smile. You did talk back to Darius when I was trying to make a point.
I already know what's happening.
I just want you to know that I know it.
Okay.
Like, you're not putting one over on
whenever
me.
You're ready.
Go, and I'm ready now.
Okay. What they would actually do.
Go ahead, play it again, Darius.
Is they would send.
See?
A oil driller up
telegraph
to space.
The hell out of that. I saw it.
He would land.
It's 177 feet. How would he land?
On the Meteor.
Mm-hmm.
If need be, he would have an armadillo that he would drive to a site because you're going to land him on a GD iron plate. He's got to go to a drillable area on the Meteor.
Right.
He would get there on his little four-wheeler.
Yep.
He would have to drill to 750 feet.
So the whole thing's 177 feet. How do we do that?
Right. He would drill to 750 feet.
Yeah.
At which point...
Then the Ezra didn't exist anymore, by the way.
He would shoot the nuclear warhead.
Yeah.
Blowing it into two pieces.
Mm-hmm.
One goes to the left.
Right.
One goes to the right. They both narrowly miss Earth. No one even knows it happened. For all you know, this has happened 6 times this month. Because you would never find out about these missions that we're doing.
Doesn't mean we assume that it has happened, though, right? In a movie that they've never...
Some of us know that it has happened.
This forgettable
film. You're just
film.
Not among those that know. Yeah.
But, oh, I see. Like, you're in the know that it's gone down a couple times?
Yes. I was part of the 10%.
Do you feel like every time you watch it, it's happened again?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch what exactly?
Armageddon, the movie you were openly referencing. You said it's just a movie a couple times before.
But that's when we're talking about a movie.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about reality.
The real stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we don't go into like the whole...
Who you're connected to.
The whole politics thing.
Yeah.
Can we just agree to stop downsizing NASA? Like, if you want to not send more stuff up, we could have a nice little debate about that. I'm pro, like, figuring things out, by the way. I want more information. We don't need to settle with what we got. When I think of NASA, I think of the guys sitting in that room just finding stuff like this. I want more of them, not less of them. Can we just all agree to that one? Just that one. And then we could go back to arguing about stuff.
What I want is when there's something so seismic and so enormous, like the largest problem possible, which would be the end of the planet. Now, this wouldn't be end of planet. It'd just be end of a lot of people, millions of people.
Lands.
Right.
Could be the end of us. Yeah. Could be the end of some other people.
This could be beyond catastrophic. We don't have a scope for it. Again, 500 times
the
nuclear
bomb. About it.
Right.
Doesn't matter at all because it'll never happen.
Okay.
But understood.
I mean, it's happened in our planet's history. It's a little tiny fraction of an inch in the history of our planet,
and
there's a whole set of species that don't exist anymore because of one of these.
It happened in our planet's history is so irrelevant.
Completely irrelevant. You said it can never happen. It happened once.
There was no one to stop it last time.
Yeah,
we're here now.
We can barely find them now. So anyway, what was my train of thought? I lost it. So we need, when there's something that's so grave and so enormous, I need everyone to stop the crazy thing. Everyone stop doing anything that's not this. In other words, we're going to try to uplink. Shut up. Save all of us. Do this. When you wake up in the morning and you have your coffee, be looking at this. When you have your lunch, be looking at this. When you have your din-din, when you go home at night, you get 8 hours of shut-eye.
What if you don't have a job anymore? Then what
keep looking
do?
At it. And okay. Look at it as with your ham radio. I only care about this.
Yeah.
Everything that's not this is a waste of NASA's time. Do this. And if that's met, I'll be fine. See what I'm saying?
Like, I think at NASA, like if we were there today, and we walked into the room, we're like, what do you guys think about this thing on the news? They would laugh us out of the room. They're like, oh, stop it. Because they know how insignificant and stupid this meteor is. They're not concerned.
They're 100% concerned.
No, they
That's
know.
Why the numbers keep going up.
They know, they're like,
what are they plugging in? They're calculating for bleeps and giggles?
Because they're trying to figure out if something needs to be done, and nothing needs to be done. And when something needs to be done, you can make fun of my plan. My plan would work 100%, by the way.
Literally wouldn't.
But they could also just shoot the thing to smithereens.
They'll just shoot it.
And they're prepared to do that at any moment.
They're literally not.
They
keep in mind.
They're not yet because they don't have to.
Right.
But my point is, we have the technology and the wherewithal to do that whenever is necessary.
I mean,
we would shoot it, it would go away, and it's
you
over.
You know they don't, right?
They do, though.
Like, now the joking's over.
Right. Let's
you
stop joking.
You understand that they can't yet. They redirected an asteroid slightly, and that was a successful test, and that was a huge deal.
I misunderstood. Yes, it's so far away currently that they couldn't do it. My point was when it gets to the danger zone, when it gets to the field, when it's on the football field, on the court, then we shoot it down. Right now, it's so far away from the arena that it doesn't even matter. When it gets to us, that's when we shoot it. That's when it goes away.
I'm bewildered. I don't know what's a joke anymore. I don't understand.
Bewildered.
The point is, they're doing calculations. They're figuring it out because it's significant. They're not ignoring it. They're doing part of the necessary
it's their
work.
Job. They have to find out when are we at risk of being hit by a meteor.
And there's a 3% chance now. That was 2% a week ago.
For 7 years from now.
Yeah. That's a pretty short amount of time.
It's not going to hit us. And when it does come into fruition that it might hit us, we take care of it.
Hopefully.
Definitely.
Hopefully. Again, not definitely. Such a huge important part that it's not definite. There's a hope. There's a will by some of us who are being mocked by other people. This is significant.
Am I the one being mocked?
No. The mocking is like, we could just blast it with our energy shooters. Ignorant ridiculousness.
That's true.
Preposterous
They're
nonsense.
Called missiles?
This is what a child would say. If there's debt, why don't we just print $1 trillion and pay them? Said the child. This is your version of that.
My thing exists.
In a movie that sucks. That's an embarrassment. That everyone who is in doesn't talk about
it. I'm not even talking about that, although that would work too.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the zapping it, the shooting it, and the
Bailey Zappy?
Yeah, the Bailey Zappy plan. But I just wanted to make sure that you knew you're fine.
I'm literally warm with irritation. Like, I'm sweating a little bit more than I was before because I'm so annoyed.
You
get me
about
on this every time.
The wide receiver market?
I frankly don't want to do anything for the rest of the show.